Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
And it's much easier. Back in the old days where you had to physically carry the book to the printer wherever it was, and now I just push a button and email it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. But a lot of it remains the same, doesn't it?
Well, the basic bones of the book are absolutely the same, and the whole process of getting the information to go into the book, although the internet has made the research a lot easier, it's still basically the same. You got to get out there and observe the boats, which I love, observe the stack markings, and keep your fingers in all kinds of little areas to make sure you've got all the information. And a lot of it just comes from fans of the boats that let me know that things are going on.
Paula, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
good.
I'm listening to everything Roger has to say.
Good. I was just hearing all kinds of voices going on there. I wasn't sure what was happening. Paula, tell us what's happening this Saturday at the Algonac Clay Historical Society Maritime Museum.
Well, we're very excited to welcome Roger back again. Gosh, I think it's probably been about 7 years, Roger. What do you think that you've been coming
to? I would say for sure.
Yeah, it's been wonderful, and it's just it just lights Algonac up. We have a lot of people. We have a wonderful museum there. We invite everyone to come in. Roger is a key player at that particular time, and I'd like to give our address as being 1117 St. Clair River Drive, and that's in Algonac, Michigan. It's very easy to find. You just follow the river. If you're leaving Port Huron, just follow the river down, and you'll be to Algonac in no time. Well,
yeah.
about 45 minutes probably or so. Our museum is, we've been working very hard. We've had it for a few years, and we are pretty much filled to capacity now. We have so many interesting artifacts that people have given us. We have boats. We have people just can't wait to give us their old things so that we can display it for the community to see.
That must be a lot of fun when you receive those new items to put out, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have boats. People have actually given us their boats because they no longer had a use for them. Their children didn't want them, so they gave them to the museum. So we've pretty much growing out of our house. We need another place to put to store things, really.
That's fantastic. Well, this Saturday would be a great time to head down to the museum in Algonac and get yourself 2026 Know Your Ships. Roger, give us kind of an overview of the fleet of Great Lakes freighters this year. What's new? What's missing? How have things changed out there?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of activity going on this year. Well, first of all, I think you'd say the word for the spring is ice.
Mm-hmm.
With the horrible winter that they had up in the northern Great Lakes, they're battling ice right now on the St. Mary's River up there by the Sioux Locks. There's about six icebreakers trying to keep the boats moving. So that's been fun to watch this year. So we're going to be welcoming a new boat here very shortly. It's called the Ontario Venture, and it's owned by McKeel Marine. That's already on the lakes in service. And a couple of familiar boats have changed hands here. The Manitoulin is now operated by McKeel Marine, and the Kaministiquas, say that three times fast, has now gone over to Algoma Central Fleet, and we're wondering right now if there's going to be any new names on those boats. And one thing to watch for this year, too, are probably a lot more saltwater vessels in the lakes.
Oh, really?
There's a big demand for grain and potash, which is used in fertilizer. Thunder Bay, Ontario, is one of the world's largest potash producers. Bet you didn't know that.
I did not.
And because of the situation in Iran and the Suez Canal, countries are turning elsewhere to get the potash, and Canada is one of the places. So there's probably going to be more saltwater boats. One thing we will not have again this year, of course, everyone has asked me about this, is the Arthur M. Anderson, the storied vessel that went out to look for the Fitzgerald, any possible survivors. She, once again, will not be sailing. Probably her hopes are dim for the future because she needs millions of dollars worth of upkeep and repair to bring her back up to Coast Guard standards. So we're not going to be seeing the poor old Anderson this year.
We're talking with Roger LeLever. He's the publisher of Know Your Ships, and also Paula Burgess from the Algonac Clay Historical Society Museum, Maritime Museum. There are some special guests you're bringing along for this event on Saturday, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, this event has actually grown from just me years ago up in Port Huron, and it's the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. The more people you have, the bigger and better event you have. So this year, we have a new guest. We have a gentleman named Don Lee, and if you followed any of the boat nerd sites, what have you, on the lakes, you know who he is. He draws those Great Lakes freighters as if they were humans, with the eyes and the big mouths, and they chat with each other. He's a caricaturist, and he will draw you as your favorite freighter, or incorporate your favorite freighter into his caricature of you. he's an absolute genius at this. So Don is joining us from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. We have Dre Designs, Andrea Guerrero, and she has a web page there that has tons and tons of followers. She has Great Lakes Marine Products, and she also brings with her a very famous person. Well, I guess I shouldn't say a person. She brings Boatwinkle. Boatwinkle yeah. is a little stuffed moose who's traveled all over the Great Lakes on various freighters. So Boatwinkle's going to be there. And another new addition this year, we have Bruce Kopitek, who is the author of an incredible, comprehensive, beautiful book called The D&C Lake Lines and the Fabulous Luxury Liners of the Great Lakes. It's a super comprehensive book about those beautiful passenger ships that we used to have and that are now a memory. So Don's going to be, or Bruce is going to be there with his book to sign and sell also. So we're going to have a party there.
I guess so. And did I see that you're going to have Catherine Schmuck there too?
Well, we were hoping to have Catherine. Unfortunately, Catherine is a chef on the Great Lakes. And she has to work when they call her, and she is out working right now on the Right Honorable Paul J. Martin, so she will not be able to join us.
Well, you've still got a great lineup of maritime folks to show up this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Algonac Clay Historical Society Maritime Museum. Paula, how can people get in touch with the museum if they have any questions?
Well, we do have a phone number. Actually, we're not in there all the time. That we're open just on certain days, so maybe it wouldn't even be a good thing to say. The phone number for the community museum is 810-794-9015, and that would have an answering machine. So if you had a question, we could definitely get back with you. I also want to let the public know that we don't really charge to go to come and visit with all the entertainment that we're going to have this weekend. But what we do have is a donation canister, and if you're interested in making us a donation, $5 or more would be wonderful. Then we give you a little card, and then when you go visit with Roger, he gives you a little discount on whatever you're purchasing. So it's some people would be more than glad to donate and some people would not, but that's okay. Everybody's welcome to come.
Roger, if somebody wants to get their 2026 edition of Know Your Ships, but they just can't make it to Algonac this Saturday, how can they get their hands on the new edition?
Well, there are a few ways there, and I'm still getting the books out to my outlets in the Bluewater area. They have them at the gift shop at the Doubletree up there in Port Huron. When the season gets going, they'll have them at the Lightship Huron eventually. If those places don't work, you can always order from me online at knowyourships.com.
All right, we'll check it out. We'll look forward to seeing you in Algonac this weekend. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Roger. And Paula, thanks to you as well.
Looking forward to seeing everyone on Saturday, tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
No, not tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
No, I'm not ready for tomorrow.
No, not yet. In this few days.
Tomorrow. Oh,
it'll be soon enough. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.